CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. The latest seasonal outlook from the National Interagency Fire Center says the potential for significant wildfires in Colorado is likely to increase. The next few months are forecast to be drier and warmer than normal. Wildland fire meteorologist Valerie Myers says that combined with ongoing drought, windy conditions and lightning create a bigger threat.
Early on, it could be a drier thunderstorm environment, so the potential remains for above normal potential for significant fires.
The warm, dry conditions may lead to more areas of standing dead vegetation in the eastern plains that could also contribute to fire danger. Colorado's congressional lawmakers voted in favor of bills that ban Russian oil imports and revoke favored trade status today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both measures passed the Senate unanimously. The bills were sent quickly back to the House, where all Colorado representatives voted in favor this time, with Republican Lauren Boebert switching her vote to yes. She was the only Coloradan to vote against the bills last month. The trade bill punishes both Russia and its ally Belarus. The Biden administration has already banned Russian energy imports through executive order, but the bill now codifies that. Both measures head to the president's desk. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Visitors to Cheyenne Mountain State Park in Colorado Springs have two new cabins to choose from when considering an overnight stay. The State Park Department says the cabins feature small kitchens, dining areas, bathrooms, and patios. They're in the Meadows Group campground loop and are now ready to rent. Stays are $120 a night with a two-night minimum. Cheyenne Mountain State Park also has 51 campsites with full hookups and 10 basic tent sites. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.